Hot water and scrub them.
Guys come in, and there's about anywhere from 4 to 5 of them, and they come in. A very important part of the wine, the cod, and they wash the potatoes and wrap them.
Parishioner Kathy Volkening has been working behind the scenes for 25 years, helping organize the annual fish fry.
I start early January. I check with my distributor, my salesman, to make sure how prices are, whether anything's gone up radically or he anticipates, because that affects whether or not we have to adjust our selling price. So we've been pretty lucky the last couple years.
She says they typically prepare for about 500 people. They've had up to 600 in a 3-hour period, but she says it varies. Weather can be a big factor. The fish fry brings in thousands of dollars used to help pay for utility improvements and upgrades to the kitchen.
One more, right? We got one more to go.
One more.
Yeah. We pour, sprinkle, what have you, and however it comes out. You know, we have a recipe, but...
Do you eyeball it at this point?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, for the salts and stuff. But yeah, I mean, for the onion powder, garlic powder, I follow the recipe. And the Parmesan cheese and the breading and the wine, we kind of, okay, looks good.
Volkening says the recipe came from a parishioner named Katie Schramer, who passed away a few years ago.
She was a lovely lady, and when she couldn't do this anymore, she still wanted to be involved. We have fresh lemons at night to put on your fish. I would take the cases to her house. I would take the bowls, gave her a roll of plastic wrap, and on Friday morning she would sit and cut all, because she wanted to do something, but she couldn't walk really very well anymore. So she was our lemon lady for a number of years when she couldn't do the fish anymore. So, and then I'd come, when I got here, I'd go over and pick them up. We'd always have somebody run her over a dinner. Yeah, lovely lady.
Now it's up to Kathy and her volunteers.
Yeah, I'll leave here about 2, and I go home and sit for about an hour and a half because I have bad knees. Then I come back about 3:30. All those potatoes will be ready. So I come back about 3:30, and we get the fryers heating.
But since I don't have the stamina of Kathy Volkening, and it looks like the prep is almost done, I'm going to head out and toss it over to Susan Stevens, who will pick up the story after Kathy's break.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
And time flies when you're queen of the fish fry. It's just a few hours later, and Kathy Volkening is already back at it, checking to see how many volunteers she has working for her tonight.
738. At least that many.
It's close to showtime, and the choreography of the kitchen is in full swing. Debbie Walsh cranks open 7-pound cans of pudding. Those potatoes you heard being scrubbed and wrapped earlier are now baking in hot ovens next to the trays of cod. Chuck Glatchak is on perch duty.
I'm just breading the fish right now, and then Bob's going to fry them up, and we'll put them out.
Got a special technique here?
Nope. Just after we defrost them, we let them strain out a little bit. Get them through the breading, get them in a pan, not too many of them, about 30, so that the breading doesn't fall off, and put them on the side, and Bob will fry them up.
Bob is Bob Walsh. He might just have the most high-pressure job in the parish. He's the fry guy.
I usually walk in about 4:30, so I'm a little earlier today. But if I walk in at 4:30, I just get I hit the bakery quick, get their priorities. But to set this up takes me about 15 minutes, and then I'm prepped. And there are nights that I have nothing else you can do but focus on this.
3 big baskets at a time, submerged in boiling oil, perch, shrimp, and French fries. But it's still several minutes too early to start frying. We'll come back. Donna Reiterski moves through the church's kitchen like she owns it. And that's not too far from the truth. She and her husband started this fish fry decades ago to fund a youth ministry.
Well, I've done just about everything.
Whatever needs to be done, we do.
Yeah, my husband passed away 1.5 years ago, and he used to fry, but then he started just doing all the garbage and the recycling and the dishes, and so I've kind of been doing that, coming every week to do that.
Everybody knows what they have to do. It's really needs to be all business at certain times, but everybody does it with such great style and grace. You have no idea. It's really cool to be a part of this.
It's 4:45. time to fry. The buffet opens at 5 o'clock, and people have been lining up in the lobby for the past half hour.
We've really enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Around, to tell you the truth, that
we've
found.
Been all over. Yeah.
Roger and Pam Carlson are first in line. They traveled about half an hour to Virgil from Batavia. And this ain't their first fish fry. As aficionados of the Lenten special, they know what's most important.
The fish, without a doubt. Most of the times we go off a fish, they just over-fry it. So you almost have to use a knife to cut it rather than... So that makes a big difference as far as we're concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the liquor's cheap.
Roger jokes. There's no liquor. But they do sell beer. There's another thing, though, that brings these Lutherans to a Catholic church for a religious ritual they don't really observe.
Yes. And they've been very good to us here. Just to see how hard the people work, too.
Yes, they're very dedicated.
Dedicated. You know, I mean, it's not just get them in and get them out. Come and enjoy it. And... So it's very good.
Arlita Simon goes to church in Sycamore, but goes to Virgil for her fish fries. She says she and her husband, Bob, find it worth a little drive in the country.
First of all, the welcoming, the food, the people. Everybody does such a good job.
Oh, and the music. That's parishioner Kevin Miller and his band Drift Away, a Saints Peter and Paul staple. Back to Arlita.
And Father... He is always around, just exuberantly portraying his enthusiasm to see all the people, the parishioners around.
But I love you.
And that is some of that famous enthusiasm from the priest of the parish, Father Perfecto Vasquez. He says this traditional Lenten fish fry puts his small-town church on the map. It's a great community outreach. His parishioners also benefit during the six-week sacred period of Lent that means more than giving up meat on Fridays.
During this time, we remember the sacrifices of what Jesus did. And as Catholics, this is the time for us, you know, to say, to pray, to make sacrifices.
But wait, there's no denying this is a party.
The toughest job is really to make people aware that this is not just having a meal, but through this activity, you know, we hope and pray that we can find, you know, say, God in person, you know. Because when we serve people, we're not just dumping the food here, but we are saying to you, we serve you, we care about you, and we give you the best.
And to prove how it benefits the volunteers, Vasquez pulls Amy Lee away from her work clearing tables and putting out more food.
Why do I do it? I enjoy doing it. I love spending time with everybody here. That's why I do it.
Still 2 more hours to go before the last crunchy piece of perch lands on a plate and the night's final pudding cup is laid to rest. And guess who's still going strong?
Oh, absolutely. Do you want the pudding or the fruit cup too?
Sure. Kathy Volkening, the logistical master of the Saints Peter and Paul Fish Fry, is packaging up takeout orders. She's in the Lenten homestretch, and while her tired feet are looking forward to the extended break from essentially running a restaurant in a church, you kind of get the feeling she's going to miss it. Until next year, I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.
Okay,